Hi there, it's Jeff here from The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant, and we need your help. When you're done listening to the show, jump over to thejeffshowpodcast.com and take our little survey. The link is right on the main page, and it's your chance to tell us what you love or what you don't love about the podcast. And be sure to be totally honest with us. We can take it. The best part? It's only going to take a few minutes to do. In the meantime, thanks for checking out The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. This edition of The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant is brought to you by Calgary's classic rock, The Drive. Iconic songs from legendary artists all in one place. Listen online at thedriveyyc.com. Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. And a very happy Monday. This is The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant online at thejeffshowpodcast.com. My name is Jeff. Joining me back after a few days off last week is the one and only Jason Bryant. Hello, good sir.
Good morning, and how are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was, it was pretty good. Kim was away this weekend. She was off visiting the Fam Jam in, I can't believe I just said the Fam Jam. What a nerd. She was off visiting her family in Brandon, Manitoba, this weekend.
Right. Now, did she drive again?
No, God, no. No.
This past summer, you know, she went there and there was good reason for it, but ended up driving. And to me, that's like, that's crazy. That's just such a long drive.
She, in the summer she went for a wedding and she spent a few more days. This time around, it was just for the weekend.
Yeah,
her family had a big Christmas get together, which they do at this time of the year every year.
Right.
And this is like the first time in, God, I can't even remember how long, that she was actually able to go. And so she flew out on Friday to the big Brandon International Airport.
Is it really called the International Airport?
I think it actually is.
Do they have any international flights?
God,
they
no.
must have.
No.
I mean, there's no way.
No. It cracked me up when I was doing her online check-in for her on the website, and I looked at her boarding pass, and it said departing from gate one, and I just went, like, there's more than one gate at Brandon Airport.
Like, yeah, that's funny.
It made me think of, did you ever watch the TV show Wings way back in like late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
It was a sitcom. It was set in Nantucket Airport. There was like two airlines that were based in this. I can't believe I'm remembering as much of this as I can. Two airlines based in this little tiny thing. And I'll never forget one of the guys doing, one of the employees doing a boarding announcement. And it's like, flight such and such to from Nantucket to Boston is now boarding at gate one. And somebody popping up going, there only is one gate. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Brandon Airport made me think of. It's just, it's this tiny little, teeny tiny little airport.
Right. Okay, so their longest runway, they have one that's 935 meters and one that's 1,984.
Yeah.
Now, what does Calgary have, a 5,000 meter?
Oh, God, I think I know that Calgary, one of our runways, our new runway, is the longest civil aviation runway in, I want to say, North America.
Right. Oh, yeah, so Calgary's biggest, longest runway is 14,000 feet.
Yeah.
4,200 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So Brandon's is 1,900 meters.
It's just enough.
So it's a quarter of the length almost.
It's just enough for those little twin-engine turboprops to come in.
Right.
And they've been talking. Apparently, they're doing some renovations at the airport, trying to build some more facilities and trying to make it so that they can attract some other airlines and some other air service in. Right now, essentially, one of the only routes out of their scheduled routes is between Calgary and Brandon. That's it.
And it's WestJet Encore?
It's WestJet
Encore.
The Q400? The Q400s, yeah. That's kind of it. And they're talking about wanting to try and expand the airport so that they can get some routes going east as well as going west. So anyway, so she was gone this weekend, and that usually means
pantsless PlayStation 4 and a lot of pizza.
Pizza. I was going to say pizza. Did you do pizza?
I didn't do pizza this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, you know.
And here's why. I ordered Chinese food on Friday.
Right.
And so I ordered enough Chinese food. This is so dumb. I basically ordered the same amount that I would order if Kim and I were home.
Oh, boy.
So,
okay.
So as a result, I had Chinese food for supper on Friday, lunch on Saturday, supper on Saturday, lunch on Sunday. And then last night I had my supper break from work, and I come downstairs and I said to Kim, I'm like, did you do anything for supper? She's like, oh, I just had leftover Chinese. She said, there's still some left. I'm like, I can't do it, man. Like, I can't do five meals in a row of Chinese. That's mental.
No,
it's way too much sodium.
I was going to say, a 6-month supply of sodium.
Yeah, yeah. Now, luckily, the place that we order from doesn't use MSG, because that would not be pretty at all. Well,
you know what I did Thursday is I had a coupon for 2-for-1 Whoppers from Burger King.
Nice.
So I got 2 Whoppers, and then I got rid of one of the buns. And then just combined.
Oh, so you did like a double Whopper kind of
deal. It's like a double Whopper, right? With 2 slices of cheese. But I've had a double Whopper with cheese, and this one was even, seemed like more. Because I think there was more tomatoes and more, probably 2 slices of cheese. Whereas the double Whopper, I don't know if they put 2 slices of cheese on it. Anyway,
wow.
It was fine, and it was okay. And then like about 2 hours later, I was just dying of thirst.
Yeah.
Because of the salt and the sodium, I was just like, oh, am I? And I drank water the rest of the night.
It kind of reminds me of the time that radio station I was working at here in Calgary, KFC, brought in the Double Down. Do you remember that thing? Which was basically, it was the chicken sandwich with 2 pieces of chicken for instead of buns.
Right.
And I said I wasn't going to try it, but let's be honest, it's a radio station and it's free food. So
you're going to eat it.
I'm going to eat it. And It basically, eating that thing made me question every decision I'd ever made in life. Not just the decision to eat that, but I mean every decision I'd ever made. I'm sitting there and I finish eating this thing and I look at a friend of mine and I go, I think I'm having like a stroke. Like I said, it's okay for my entire left side to be tingly and numb, right? Like that means it's tasty, right? And it was the worst thing ever. Like it really was terrible. I can't believe that was even ever a thing.
Like how does that happen?
It reminds me of, there's that scene in Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum's character makes the statement about, you know, you spent so much time thinking about whether or not you could do it, you never spent any time thinking about whether you should. And that exactly describes the Double Down from KFC. It shouldn't have ever been a thing. But
I can't even really do donuts anymore. I mean, I can. Don't get me wrong. I can do it. But I'm just maybe more sensitive. Maybe a donut always did this. But you just, first of all, you get the sugar rush to your head.
Yeah.
And then you just get that feeling in your stomach as the fat and just everything just congeals. And I don't know. Like it's awful. Like
That's how you know it's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes great going down. And don't get me wrong, I love a good, like, chocolate dip donut or, like, a chocolate cake donut with the white little sugar on it. Mm-hmm. You have that with a cup of coffee, and you're just, your eyes are like, wow, bing, and you're ready to go. And then you wait about half an hour, 45 minutes, and it's like, oh.
Have you ever tried Krispy Kreme anytime you've been in the States?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it's quite good.
See, I've never tried it. I remember, I want to say, when was I in Vegas? Which time? I'm trying to think. I can't remember. Anyway, I was walking through Circus, and I don't know why I was doing that, because that's one that I try, one of the hotels I try to avoid, because it's just full of families. And I walked past a Krispy Kreme. There's a Krispy Kreme donuts in there.
Yeah.
And I stood there for a couple of minutes, and I looked, and the donuts just looked way too sweet.
Like, just real thick and
just be like covered in that liquid sugar stuff. Like, I mean, I know the donut you're talking about, the good old chocolate glazed donut from Tim Hortons. That's my go-to donut.
Yeah,
at
that's
Timmy's.
Not too bad, actually. If you have 2 of them, that's maybe a bit much. But you have one of them,
it's
you're okay.
Yeah, you're doing okay. This looked like there was about 4 times that amount of the glaze on these donuts, and it just looked way too much. So I think
the doughy part of it is probably a lot more dense too. Like, aren't their donuts a lot more dense?
Well, they're more like the